FNC's Carlson on Border Crisis, Biden Did This on Purpose. By Jeff Poor on September 22, 2021. Tuesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson speculated that the ongoing crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, with the latest influx of Haitians at the Del Rio border crossing, was intentional. Carlson said the crisis was part of establishing a long-term voting constituency for Democrats with immigrants, which have a different standard applied to them under the law compared to the ordinary American citizen. Transcript as follows. Carlson: So how completely out of control is the situation on our southern border in Texas? Well, for one example, on Friday, just the other day, the Border Patrol checkpoint near El Indio, Texas, directly across the Rio Grande from Mexico, was completely unmanned. There was nobody there. You could have driven a truck full of fentanyl or illegal aliens directly into the United States without being stopped or questioned or checked or anything. No doubt people did that. Then 2 days later, just this Sunday, the Border Patrol checkpoint on U.S. Highway 57 just east of Eagle Pass, Texas, was also totally unmanned. Again, no one there. 18-wheelers drove right over the bridge from a country in the middle of a drug war and then sped off into the interior of the United States. God knows what was in those trucks. We will never know. So Joe Biden really has opened America's borders to the world. That is not a Republican talking point, hardly, it is completely real. And tonight, there are many more coming. Several large groups of Haitians are moving up from various countries in Latin America where they've been living to come here. To be perfectly clear, these are not refugees. They are not being persecuted by any government, and that's why they have not applied for asylum in any of the countries between Haiti and the United States, and there are many of them. Instead, these are economic migrants. They are rich enough for a plane ticket and a smartphone, but they're eager for the free healthcare, the education, the housing vouchers, food stamps, and much more that Joe Biden has promised them if they make it to the United States. So, of course, they're coming from Haiti and from the rest of the world. You would, too. They'd be crazy not to come. Once they get here, the Biden administration plans to give them voting rights. That's in the works right now. So the people you just saw on your screen could very well be choosing your president at some point down the road. This is a manufactured crisis. This is an attempt to change the demographics of the United States in order to give permanent power to the Democratic Party. That's all it is, no matter what they tell you. The Biden administration, by the way, knew perfectly well that this wave we are reporting on tonight was on the way. A full month ago to the day, on August 21, the Mexican newspaper Milenio reported the first wave of Haitian migrants had arrived in Mexico. There were 30,000 of them. According to the paper, they were not docile and they were not grateful to be there. Instead, they tried to storm government facilities. Quote, "Elements of the National Guard are guarding the installations of the offices of the Mexican Commission for Assistance to Refugees after a fight among Haitian migrants who attempted to enter these installations by force." That was in the paper on August 5. There were verbal aggressions and tension. So that was the scene in Mexico last month. This was the scene earlier today in El Paso, Mexico. Watch. Begin video clip. Matt Rivers, CNN international correspondent. The goal for many is to make it to a place like here, 7 hours away in the town of El Paso, where there is fierce competition to get on the buses headed north. Tensions boiling over at times, arguments erupting outside of ticketing stations. These buses will eventually take them to the U.S., which is how recent scenes of thousands of Haitians trying to get into the U.S. came to be. End video clip. Carlson: Parts of our country are already very poor. Leave Martha's Vineyard sometime and you'll discover that. America could be on the brink of getting much poorer. This is the last thing we need, and it was preventable, very easily preventable. The United States government holds tremendous sway over the Mexican economy. So with a single phone call, Joe Biden could have made absolutely certain that the Mexican government sent these migrants back to where they came from. But Joe Biden has not called to do that, and he hasn't because he wants these migrants here in the United States, and so they are coming. He did this on purpose. Thousands of Haitians, as you just saw, have swarmed El Rio, Texas, which is not a big town. As of this morning, there were close to 7,000 so-called family units under the bridge there. More than 300 of those units included a pregnant woman. All of these migrants, says the Biden administration, will be allowed to stay in the United States. No questions asked, and the children born here will of course instantly become American citizens. None of these people, you should know this because it's telling, will undergo any kind of background check like the background check you endure if you were to try to say buy a 12-gauge according to your constitutional rights. None of them either will be forced to abide by vaccine mandates. So you need the shot to work as a nurse or for the sanitation department or anywhere. But you don't need a shot to come into our country illegally at the request of the Biden administration. Virtually none of these migrants will ever be deported. Of the more than 3,000 illegals processed in Del Rio on Sunday, only 327 were supposedly deported to Haiti, all of them single men and women. We haven't, by the way, confirmed that, that's just a claim. But even the official claim tells us that more than 90% of these Haitians got effective amnesty immediately. They got on government buses to resettle into what was until recently your country. On Monday, Haitians on one of those buses revolted and took control of the vehicle. They did break out of the bus and they did escape, one official told the Washington Examiner. Do things seem out of control? Well, that's because they are. Just a few hours ago, the head of DHS, the man in charge of Homeland Security, explained to the United States Congress that in fact he has no idea how many foreign nationals are being resettled in American neighborhoods, and he didn't seem bothered to admit that. Watch. Begin video clip. Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., how many people are being detained? How many people have been dispersed to all points around America? Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Senator, I would be pleased to provide you with that. Johnson, I want them now. Why don't you have that information now? Mayorkas, Senator, I do not have that data in front of me. Johnson, why not? Why don't you have that basic information? Mayorkas, Senator, I want to be accurate. End video clip. Carlson, because he doesn't care, that's why he doesn't have the information, because he doesn't care. There is nothing you can do about it. There is nothing Ron Johnson, despite his best and noble efforts, can do about it. So how could you defend this? If you believed in, let's say, law, how would you defend what's happening? Well, you couldn't. There is no way to defend it. These are illegal aliens, they're not refugees. They are breaking the law with the help of the federal government. How is that okay? Well, no one in the Democratic Party bothers to explain how it is okay. Instead, they deflect. They denounce anyone who asks and calls that person a, can you guess? Can you guess what they call people who ask questions? Here is Ilhan Omar to remind you. Begin video clip. Rep. Ilhan Omar, DMN, what we have seen was cruel, inhumane, and a violation of domestic laws and international laws. We owe Haitians the right thing of allowing them to seek asylum here. When it comes to our immigration policy for so many years, cruelty has been very much embedded in it. There is obviously systematic racism at play here. End video clip. Carlson, oh yes, so it's systematic racism to point out law-breaking by foreign nationals, says the lady who married her own brother in order to scam American immigration law. Now, somehow Ilhan Omar is a quote lawmaker and she is calling you a racist if you don't like the fact that is a lawmaker. She is openly subverting the laws of the country that rescued her from a refugee camp in Kenya. Right. That's the new America. And it's not just Ilhan Omar who is saying it. Here is the top Democrat in the United States Senate. Begin video clip. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, images of Haitian migrants being hit with whips and other forms of physical violence is completely unacceptable. Right now, I'm told there are 4 flights scheduled to deport these asylum seekers back to a country that cannot receive them. Such a decision defies common sense, it also defies common decency. So I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions. End video clip. Carlson, these people are such liars, especially that guy. So here you have Chuck Schumer claiming that there are, quote, images of Haitian migrants being hit with whips. Well, that's a distressing claim. Really? Where are these images? We checked and we couldn't find a single picture like that. Instead, we saw Border Patrol officers using their reins to control their horses. Horses have reins. Reins are not whips, though if you live in DuPont Circle, it's possible you wouldn't know the difference. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, we saw that image of at least one Border Patrol agent using a whip. and was effectively trying to lasso some of the migrants. Joy Reid, MSNBC host, I was not aware that whips, which come from the slavery era, were part of the package that we issue to any sort of law enforcement or government-sanctioned personnel. Brianna Kyler, CNN anchor, disturbing new video and images taken at the U.S.-Mexico border that appears to show law enforcement officers on horseback using aggressive tactics to confront migrants. Yami Shalsindor, MSNBC political contributor, what they are seeing is despicable, disgusting, cruel. Those are the words that I've been hearing from activists that I've been talking to. Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, as an image, to me it does smack of a bygone era of slavery. End video clip. Carlson, to me who's never read a book in my life, it smacks of a bygone era. It is slavery to ride a horse through a crowd of people trying to invade our country. That guy went to Yale Law School, in case you're wondering if the system is legitimate. Answer, no. Chris Cuomo really gets the credit he deserves for being the single dumbest person ever to perform on cable news. He makes Don Lemon look like a particle physicist. But the Biden administration is nothing if not attentive to CNN. They write the script. So here is the DHS secretary once again accusing his own officers of, quote, weaponizing their horses. Begin video clip. Mayorkas, one cannot weaponize a horse to aggressively attack a child. That is unacceptable. That is not what our policies and our training require. Please understand, let me be quite clear, that is not acceptable. End video clip. Carlson, so there's one of the country's top law enforcement officers explaining to the former morning zoo girl from AM radio in Yakima, Washington, that he is offended by the idea of enforcing the law, because laws are racist. But they are only racist when they are applied to foreigners who are likely to support the left's program. So waiting under the bridge in Del Rio tonight is the Democratic Party's future electoral majority. That's what it really is, and that's why they're protected, so they can do whatever they want. But how about you? You're an American. You were born here. You remember a free and egalitarian America. A country where the same laws applied to everyone no matter what color they were. What about you? Are you allowed this latitude? No. You're merely in the way. Keep your nose clean, Mr. American citizen. Don your obedience mask. Get your shot. Pay your taxes and shut up. You are yesterday's constituency. Nobody cares what you think. That is the message. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.